I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Senate will work to fund the federal government and avoid another possible shutdown as Republicans and Democrats stand apart on how long to extend domestic spending relative to national defense. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan spoke Tuesday on a measure it passed, mostly along party lines.
The House will send the Senate a bill to fully fund our military for this year while we keep working toward a budget agreement.
Democrats signal their intent to block the House bill in the Senate. Republicans have a razor-thin one-seat majority in the chamber. If a budget cannot be passed, the U.S. government will shut down midnight Thursday. Rescuers combed the rubble of collapsing buildings Wednesday in a search for about 60 people missing after a strong earthquake killed at least six near Taiwan's popular tourist city of Hualien. A shallow magnitude 6.4 quake caused at least four buildings in worst-hit Hualien County to cave in and tilt dangerously. Over 200 people were also injured. IOC President Thomas Bach won't say what he thinks will happen with appeals filed by Russian athletes trying to gain entry into the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. 47 Russians have appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. A decision is expected Thursday from the world's sport's highest court, but it could come as late as Friday, just hours before the Olympics are set to begin. The IOC expects 168 Russian athletes to compete under the neutral banner of Olympic athletes from Russia. Many more have been barred for the games for doping or suspicion of doping related to the Sochi Olympics. This is VOA News. South Korea welcomed an upcoming visit by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's younger sister, Kim Yo-jong.